a gas heater connected to gas jet, which was available in each room. The gas pipes went throughout the house where a jet, you know, it'd be enclosed, the pipe would be enclosed like in that wall, but a jet would be sticking out where you could attach a stove. And this, it wasn't always necessary to have a stove in each room to keep the house warm, but you'd have them conveniently spaced throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the kitchen usually is kept warm enough by cooking in the oven and the burners. Take care of the kitchen, and then we've had central heat.
Mm-hmm.
That's heat blown through a blower. It comes out the openings in the wall or ceiling to warm the rooms up.
And the air conditioning, is it done the same way? The
air conditioning the same way.
Yeah. What are some other ways of making air circulate throughout the house, other than this?
Well, I don't have them, but some people have fans in the attic that draw the air in and circulate it, and then there's, and that's a pretty good way too, and then there's other fans that you just put on the floor and blow the air around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best way.
Okay. What do you call, this is a small kind of house, and I don't know if they're still building or not, but a house that has like maybe three rooms, just straight back. You open the front door, if all the doors are open, it looks straight through. What would you call that kind of house? Just got three rooms to the whole house in the world.
I don't know what would be a technical name for that.
Okay. Sometimes another kind of small house would be, it's got maybe two separate rooms, big or fairly big, and it's got a hallway that goes through between them, and the hallway's open at both ends. And, you know, roof covers the top, but open at both ends.
What would you call it, a little bungalow? Small bungalow.
Okay. What would you call a kind of house that has a long entry hall like this, and then it opens at a 90 degree angle into a fairly large room? That's all there is to the house.
I don't know what term you want for that.
Okay. Are there any other small houses like that have a kind of distinctive design that you know a name for? Okay. What kind of buildings house several families, or maybe many families?
Well, the apartment houses do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. what do you call the kind of house where that share a wall? You know, they may have a front porch and everything, you know, just like a regular house, but they're just jammed up against each other.
Oh, tenement houses?
Okay. I don't know. Explain to me what a tenement house is. I'm not really sure.
Well, we don't have them here, I don't think, but in New York, in the poor, around the railroad sections of town, a lot of the wealthy railroad men put in these houses, and they'd rent them to the people that worked for their railroads, and they'd rent them very cheap, but they were hardly adequate for decent living.
Mm-hmm.
The living condition in them was bad, the heat was bad, the bathroom facilities, and it was just almost a slum.
Yeah, well, was it?